So as we're beginning, there is an expansion that is occurring. Of course, we've got full moon energies and all sorts of upliftment pleasures. So we want to receive ourselves as if we've already arrived. In other words, allowing ourselves to extend to our fullest essence, our fullest holiness, our fullest arrival set pattern. So that arrival set pattern is who our highest self knows ourselves to be and has already acquired brilliance. So the more that we understand that we're just simply attuning to the truth of self, who we are, that standing by, it's going to be even more easier to assimilate with the light, to allow ourselves to glow, to allow ourselves to straighten. So when they're saying straighten, it's we're simply receiving those light codes and adjusting quite easily, quite substantially, because it's just the most natural thing to be our evolved self. So they're saying there's really no secret about it. It's just that we've been focused and our tendency has been focused downward because of our contract to align with the ego's, they're saying congestion. So again, that part of self that forgot its holy remembrance. In other words, we never separated. We've always been the divine. We've always had our ascended essence in attendance. But we have been like, they're saying like chokehold, like just squeezed apart, that now we're simply returning to our brilliance. And so as you will welcome yourselves home, as you will welcome yourselves to your truest affordability, so our truest affordability is our sunshine, is our safe haven, is our light extreme. So that light extreme, it's like an extreme measure, an extreme dosing. So this is where we evolve in our fullest broadcast, where there's just more and more and more, and it's just the most natural thing in the world. Just like if you're opening blinds, you know, at first you see a little bit of sunshine, but you just keep pulling on that cord and it just gets lighter and brighter, and you wouldn't expect anything else. It's just like the most normal at natural occurrence that could possibly be. That is what we're allowing. That's what is what we're assuming. That is what we're establishing. So it's as we attune to our light, as we attune to our holy remembrance, as we attune to our internal gaze, what we do is we pass like beyond the point of no return, because as we open up to our expansion, we assume this regularly. In other words, why would you ever not want to be with your light? Why would you ever want the drapes to be closed when it's so lovely to be in your full attendance? So allow the light to transmit, allow the codes to speak to you often. So speak to you often is changes occurring very rapidly for us now. And we're doing this in successive motion. We're doing this in successive readiness. So again, the more that we draw upon Love Symphony, it's like we no longer have to cast ourselves astray. In other words, you just sort of leave the argument you are having with another, the argument you're having with organizations, the argument you're having with yourself, because you're casting the shadow now. In other words, you're relieving yourself of that false illusion and moving into your full broadcast. So that full broadcast just feels so good. It feels so delicious. It feels so natural. It feels so much better. It's like you're just assuming that natural station, natural positioning, natural surroundings. So we're allowing that to be kept. We're allowing that to be seen. We're allowing that our true witness. So it's as we witness to our true selves, as we witness to our golden sunshine, again, we're moving past the point of no return, because there's no need to go backwards. There's no need to finish the old displays, because we're moving on. And so again, we're allowing everything we resonate to make that natural shift, to make that natural extension of faith. So we're aligning with the truest vision. So we want to remember that there are different realities, there are different versions of everything we're experiencing. And so when we produce our sunshine, when we produce our holy occurrence, we welcome ourselves back holy, which means everything that passes us by, everything that we interact with, there are many different versions of that reality. As we align with our holy glance, meaning our light, our highest frequency, the new received light codes, then what we offer is what we gain. So we're offering the frequency of the sunshine. We're offering the frequency of the new engagement. And then what comes back to us, the version of the reality, is the highest version of all. So we want to remember that there's no separation. That's an illusion. Body. It seems like there's separation, but again, it's a projection of consciousness. So as we're willing to travel with the light, whether it's another body outward or your own body inward that is seeking healing or seeking higher reformation, because the body's just responding to our mind, to ourself. So as we receive our heavenly glow, the body adjusts, whether it's our body or another body. And it just happens with ease, because remember, everything is frequency, everything's consciousness. So everything's always reflecting back that which we have heard, that which we have ingested, that which we have coincided with, that which we have gifted ourselves with. So again, as we open to our higher heart, it's like that flame, that threefold flame, is shining brilliantly. It's shining brightly. It's a glow. So they're showing me the destiny card. So we want to remember we each have a destiny to travel beyond, to travel. They're saying quickly, but they don't mean like in a hurried way. They mean more like a quickening. So in other words, our frequency is quickening. We want to remember that the solidity of our body is changing. So we're becoming more of that light body, and life is taking notice. So again, we're not worrying about systems that are just going to keep doing their thing. We're advancing. We're moving onward and creating a paradigm. Completion, a paradigm shift, where we're responding to the reality of the light. So it has nothing to do with what else everyone else is doing. It has to do with our own sunshine. And that creates our new substantiated evidence in what we experience. So allow yourself to avail yourself of this liberal pleasure. So this is going to be ongoing. So the offering that's occurring in our very midst is a continuous offering. So it's like, just imagine there's a humming. I've got ears ringing, so it's easy to remember that. So there's a humming. There's like this transfusion of love that is ongoing, continuing. Because the more that we will receive that rite of passage, the more that we will receive that sunshine, we're creating heaven on earth in our very midst. So allow all traveling to occur, allow all changes to take place. And so those changes that take place is we're having new conversations with ourselves, with others, in a split moment. In a split moment, you shift realities, you shift frequencies, and you're going to shift perspectives. So how you receive life markedly changed. Markedly changed. And they want me to emphasize that. Markedly changed. So it's almost like, okay, where was I? Let me pick up where I was. But you've actually shifted. So where you are now is your new arrival. So allow yourselves to be gifted, allow yourselves to be duly noted, allow yourselves to receive your beckoning call, your beckoning transmission of arrival. So allow all that to occur with ease. So again, we're welcoming ourselves back so there can be remembrances of the past, where we were hurt, where we were victimized, whatever that old story is. Those past selves are now receiving the newest claim. So allow that to be received in the past, in the future. Remember, there's really only the eternal present. It's just our mind that creates this illusion of this linear timeline. And that is true for all of the multiverse. So all of our multidimensional experiences, the other incarnations that have occurred, are also receiving this new adjustment. Receiving this new adjustment. So if you're holding energy imprints from another incarnation, that too is adjusting readily. And allow that to proceed. Someone's asking, well, can I travel with that light and sort of clean up my future? Absolutely. So that's, they're saying that's understood. That's understood. Because as you hold yourself ably, it's like all of your timelines adjust. And so the reality that you were to receive has been adjusted. So we're the ones that set the pace. We're the ones that break ties with the false illusion. We're the ones that awaken to our quickening. So again, our divine self, the glory of God's rapture, our Christ self, our I am presence, it's like this is what is coming into creation. And so it's not that it's coming into creation, it already is created, but we're aligning with that new establishment. And again, it's not new, but it's new for our ears, it's new for our eyes, it's new for our glance. And so allow that to transmit. And we offer this broadcast to all that are willing. That means anyone we consider to be friends, anyone that we have the false illusion of them being foes. If we're all one body, then there really is no foe. So we're offering that. We're offering those that need further assemblance, need the light, so that they're quickened out of the despair. So those that are still fighting in this polarization, me against them, are in need of the sunshine, are in need of the blessings. And really let that be complete. We don't understand the power of love. In other words, things that are in our midst, like, oh, I wish that problem would go away. It's waiting for you to reconcile. It's waiting for you to establish grace. Grace is not just for, like they're saying, the privilege, like just for ourselves. Remember, everybody is an aspect of ourself. So we're offering whoever is standing by, whoever arrives is who's standing by, and we're offering them due consent. Let them be wholly blessed. And you just may notice how it's like, well, I had to work for this. You know, I opened up in this transmission. Where are they? So again, it's like remembering that the first that are ready are the ones that are in charge, and you're not in charge of others, but it's sort of like the one that's highest has more responsibility simply because you can reach higher. You can reach higher. It's like, well, if you're taller, can you grab that for us? So you can reach higher. Again, all we offer comes back to us tenfold. They're saying really more than tenfold. So again, offering liberal pleasure. There are some that are still being a tiny wincy bit stingy in your love. So love for all. Love for all. Anyone in pain or not acting kindly is not aligned with their light. It's not aligned with their God self. So they're basically saying, can you help a brother out? Can you help a fellow traveler out? There you go. Whoever that was, you got it. You got it. And so it is. Thank you, everybody, for participating.